AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Virginia Shopping Center, where a gunman shot and killed two TV journalists on Wednesday, is open this morning for the first time since the shootings. Ed Waters owns Bridgewater Plaza in Moneta, Virginia, near Roanoke.
Bridgewater Plaza has always been a safe and welcoming place for our Smith Mountain Lake community. We want to reassure our community, visitors, tenants, and employees that we will continue to take all necessary steps to maintain this safe and welcoming environment.
This morning, one woman stood crying for several minutes at a memorial for murder victims Allison Parker and Adam Ward. The lights are out for hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico after a brush with Tropical Storm Erica. The storm killed four people on the Caribbean island of Dominica.
It's produced some very heavy rainfall in portions of the Leeward Islands. There was some flooding in Dominica. There's also been some reports of some heavy rainfall in portions of Puerto Rico.
National Hurricane Center specialist Michael Brennan. The winds are now 50 miles per hour. The storm is moving toward South Florida, but it probably won't get any stronger, say forecasters. In fact, they say this storm may fizzle before it gets there next week. It's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans. President Obama visited yesterday, calling residents an example of resilience.
You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand.
Today, former President George W. Bush visits New Orleans. For years, residents blamed him for a slow response to the tragedy. We are spending more now, 0.3% more in July, as wages and salaries made their biggest jump in 8 months, says the government. World stock markets uneven today. This is AP Radio News. Jurors are now deciding the case in which an 18-year-old New Hampshire prep school senior was accused of raping a 15-year-old freshman as part of a tradition of sexual conquest at the school. Arlene Tuohy is covering the trial of now 19-year-old Owen LaBrie.
LaBrie's lawyer, Jay Carney, failed the girl's credibility, pointing specifically at sort of freezy emails the two exchanged after this encounter. He also focused on when she was asked whether she had told a friend what certain sexual conduct she was prepared to engage in when she met LaBrie. She professed no recollection of that conversation.
The teenage girl testified that she said no three times and fought to keep LaBrie from removing her clothing. Wildfires have now scorched more than 1,100 square miles of Washington state. That's an area nearly the size of Rhode Island. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.